Well, hey, you fuckers, and welcome to the Terrible Podcast. I am Nick.
And I am Brad.
And today we're going to talk about some shit. Brad! How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great.
That's dope.
We have a special guest with us.
Yes, we do. Keeping up with the tradition of keeping it all in the family here on the Terrible Podcast, we decided to kind of go the other way today. And we brought in a fucking Bodine this time, yeah. Dude. Brad's brother, Nick Bodine. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, man.
I respect you.
Yeah, thank you.
I respect you, Doc.
Thank you.
I respect you.
A lot of respect going around. A lot of respect going around. On that note, being that you respect us so much, why do you hate our intro music?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I saw your comment on Facebook.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Guess what? Nope. This is a hit piece, Nick.
Didn't say I hate it.
You know what? I made that song, and I'm proud of that
song. Sure you did. I knew it was an original piece, but...
That's why you hate it so much.
I don't like it. Never said I hate it. That's your guys' choice. But I just know you guys are musically talented, so...
Thank you. Thank you.
We both of us got the crazy fingers.
Yeah,
we did.
That's what they called it back in the day.
Yeah, back when I was in the joint, dude. They're like, oh, there's crazy fingers Pettigo. Don't ask him what he's in here for.
No shit.
Yeah.
It was just minor fraud. It's fine. It's fine.
He didn't have the crazy fingers. Yeah. Was the thing.
What it was
learned that.
One time I told this girl my name is Hank Travis. She made a big deal out of it. Weird joke. Moving on.
So, I hear that, I know it was a couple episodes ago, maybe, you were an acrobat.
Oh.
Yes.
Was I?
An acrobat.
I was doing my acrobats?
Yeah.
Did she say acrobat?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you did, you were an acrobat with your ass.
Yes, I was an acrobat.
See, I throw a lot of respect for that, you know.
Dude.
Throw up mad respect all the time for acrobatics.
I appreciate that. You know what it
mad
was, Nick? Was
acrobatics.
Well, you know, I just decided to fucking just go for it, dude.
Well, I like to do dumb shit.
Same.
When I'm drunk, too.
Hmm. Yeah, I knew going into it, I'm like, she's probably about to see my b-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said,
which you should.
It's fine.
Check this thing out.
Yeah. You know what, girl?
You know what?
Here it is.
You can see that, I guess.
See me winking at you?
And then I stood up and apologized. Yeah.
I'm sorry about the state of my asshole.
So, it's funny you mentioned that, because one of my favorite times that I've ever hung out with you, Nick Bodine, was like maybe the second or third time I've ever even seen you in my life. You were at one of our shows.
Yeah.
And we all had a really good time.
Yes.
And a few drinks.
Yes.
And it was time for us to go. We were watching some other band after us, and it was about time for us to go.
And I distinctly remember a portion of it.
We're like, all right, man, we're out of here. And you're like, all right, time to go. And you chug the rest of your beer that was in a glass bottle right in front of the stage and threw the bottle down as hard as you could.
Yes, with a just immense...
Tremendous force.
Now,
here's the kicker. I want to add something real quick to that. He knows how to apply force to things that are thrown out of his hand.
Yeah.
Like he is...
Yeah.
He
you're
is,
a pitcher,
was,
right?
Whatever. Yes. Tremendous pitcher. Great pitcher. Yeah. Like a very skilled one.
Boy, had I want to talk about that at some point.
Yeah. Had coaches fighting over him and shit, right? We'll get to that.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Is that I'm telling this story, and everybody's probably imagining a loud glass shatter.
That's
and,
it.
Like
that's,
in the movies. Like all the music
happens,
stops
usually.
And everyone looks over. But here's the thing, dude. That bottle fucking bounced up off of the ground like 15 feet in the air, dude.
It made a big old loop deal.
Yeah.
Like in slow motion. Yeah, the singer of the band in slow motion is like, dude. Yeah, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, that's Brad's brother.
Sweet. But then it landed upright on that
upright
PA.
On a
it
speaker
did.
Box right there at the front of the stage.
I forgot about that part. Landed
upright,
just like upright. like a
bottle
kid's
flip.
Water.
Like a
it
fucking
was.
Bottle
yeah,
flip.
Like a bottle flip.
It was. You did the first bottle flip challenge, but with a glass bottle.
Dude. Sam, motherfuckers didn't even know at that point. You know?
No, they were
that, I was.
That's what we still had flip phones.
I mean, it was 96, but I was in 2016. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't 96. I was
no, it wasn't. 96,
I was
either.
6 or 7 years old in 96.
I was 11.
Hey,
it's a solid age.
Yeah. I was like 13.
Like I wasn't a girl, but I wasn't yet a woman. like that Britney song.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
She's so lucky.
Ooh.
She's a star. It's you, dog. It's you, dog.
It's me, dude. I do it's cry, you, cry, cry. From a lonely heart or whatever.
Yeah.
I say or whatever, but I know the fucking words, clearly.
Fuck you, fucking. Fuck you, fucking dude.
Let it belt out, bro.
Then why do this? Alright.
It's a good job.
Is the show over? I'm singing Britney Spears. I feel like that's a good time to...
Good.
That's
good.
Is that
stuff.
It?
Yeah. No, tell us about your illustrious baseball career.
Yeah.
You know?
It was... I don't know about illustrious.
Tell us about how like, the coaches like, fired over you. Did they just bark at you?
But,
did those coaches?
Yeah.
Coaches fought over you? Were they just yelling at each other?
Yeah, they're having a little kerscuffle up there in the...
Kerscuffle.
The bleachers of Little Flower School there on Stevenson.
Yeah.
Because that's where we had our baseball tryouts for...
Gotcha.
Cy Young League.
What was your favorite pitch to throw?
Man, so I'm a lefty, right? So, I could almost not throw a straight four-seam fastball. Like,
okay.
Everything had a little bit of curve to it just because it's coming, I don't know, the way it came out of my hand.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, so, like, I could throw a real nasty fucking curveball.
I want to see it sometime, dude.
And pitchers don't, or batters don't like left-handed pitchers.
No.
Most of the time, so.
And they definitely don't like left-handed curveballs.
Nope.
Yeah. I've never been able to make a baseball do anything on purpose.
Yeah.
And I've tried.
Same.
I've watched videos.
I've done it
on
with wiffle balls. Hella.
Me neither.
Oh, wiffle balls.
I haven't.
I'd really like to try one of those. What's the new ones?
The ones that are made
They're
to curve like crazy.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I forget what they call them, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I forget what they're called, too. Blitzball.
Blitzball. Yeah, it. Those would be dope.
What do they do? What is it?
It's just, okay, wiffle balls on their own already catch a lot more air, and you can manipulate them, right?
Because they have ventilation.
Yeah, so, like, you can make them curve like crazy. There's the dude on YouTube that was on Tosh or whatever that can, like,
I remember that.
Yeah. You can just
Welcome to the show, Nick Bodine. Already burping hard,
dude. I think that's
dude.
That. Think
no
that's
way.
That is.
That's probably
that's
my
great.
Stupid laugh. So we have a tendency to watch our waves while we talk. I keep catching myself doing it, dude. Like, I can't concentrate.
I'm trying
on
to get away from it.
On the conversation.
I'm trying to get away from, like, I like to sit like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's
so I'm sorry for all the weird eye contact, but it's the only way. It's the only way.
I'm just jumping back and forth. That's so
you're doing great.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're doing a great job.
That's good. It's very conversational.
Well.
I just looked right at you and said that. It felt nice.
I give it my best.
See?
That's all we can ask. Here on the Terrible Podcast, I'm Nick.
I am Brad.
And that's Nick.
And I'm Nick.
And I'm Nick, and we're going to talk about some shit.
We're here to talk about.
So I'm not, I wasn't just one trick pony as a child. Like, I played all kinds of sports.
Oh, yeah, he was the sportsman.
Golf, bowling,
you play
soccer.
Golf?
Yeah.
You still play golf?
I do. I have a driver and a bucket of balls right out here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to hit some balls before I go home.
Yeah, we can get
dude.
It cracked.
I love
I like
golf.
To golf. I haven't golfed in a long time.
No.
But I used to play in tournaments and shit. Won the Drysdale, or came in second at the Drysdale tournament 1 year.
Gotcha.
And that was a pretty popular youth tournament in Springfield.
I'm sad I didn't play it, like, as a kid. I did.
Yeah.
Like, for probably, like, a year straight, I would go with my dad, like, once every few weeks. But, like, I didn't, like, care. I mean, I had fun, and I liked hitting a ball, but I just didn't care.
Yeah.
And now when I play it, I'm like, oh, my God, dude. I'm so relaxed. And then, I'm a little upset. A little upset now. But it's fine, man. I'm out here having
fine.
A good time. Okay. Fuck that shot up, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I do a lot of that now.
Now I'm just all the way angry. I'm just big mad.
So, like, my dad and my grandpa, they probably, like... We're like, this guy is going to be a professional golfer. So,
yeah.
At, like, 8 years old, as soon as I was allowed to be on a public course, because you can't be on a public golf course before you're 8 years old.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They
so,
want you out there fucking up the
yeah,
grass.
Yeah,
they're
fucking around out there.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Got to be old enough to get your ass whooped.
Whoa.
For my eighth.
Yeah.
So, for my eighth birthday, my grandpa and my dad got me golf lessons. I took golf lessons for, like, a year.
That's cool as fuck.
Not that, I guess, yeah.
So you just got to start raw dog on the golf.
Yeah, just fresh.
No, little fresh to no AF, influence dude, before that to, besides yeah. chipping away at fucking divots in the backyard.
Right. So you're out there, 8 years old.
8 years old.
Just wet behind the ears.
Yeah. Well, I've been golfing for like 2 years.
Oh, okay, so not when
but
I
not on a public all. Course. I couldn't. I it was you. Just shooting balls around in the backyard.
Little chip shots yeah. in the
yeah.
backyard?
Yeah, yeah.
Putting, stuff like that. Driving range.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
fun.
I didn't
it's,
get any of
it's
that.
One of my favorite things. Did you play basketball? That's the other sport
I tried out for a basketball. I played a lot of basketball just recreationally as a
yeah,
child. Because we always had a hoop.
Yeah. We lived next door to our grandparents growing up, right? And both of our garages had hoops on.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, you could always ball.
That's yeah, dope.
All day.
That's
heard it.
That's dope.
So I tried out for a basketball
team
one time.
That's why I'm okay at basketball as opposed to just not good at it, period.
Fair enough.
But I'm unaware how to move around the court strategically. I will say that.
I'm getting ready to put a hoop up out here.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. What?
That'd be cool.
Because I have the hoop over here. And it's a nice plexiglass
board.
But
yeah,
I can
yeah.
shoot a ball.
Yeah.
Shoot. Accurately.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Played a lot of horse with my grandma as a child and pig, right?
Right?
Yeah. So
horse and pig. All the farm animals.
Shooting skills are around the board.
You know? Yeah, I love horse, but it moves by too quick, so now I play like
because horses are fast, right?
Now I play like let's think of a funny
Bermuda.
Word. Let's think of a funny word, guys.
Bermuda grass.
Yeah. Mhm. So now
I've
I play
never played Bermuda grass. That's
I great. Play why can't I think of a word that's over three syllables?
I don't know, man.
What the fuck's wrong with me?
Hey, you guys want to play around arbitrarily?
Haha, all right.
Perpendicular.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to play a round of trace adectaphobia? Nope. I told you, dude. I can't talk anymore.
Oh, you guys want to shoot some rounds of triglycerin dihydrate?
Ooh, what's that?
I made it. I don't think that's anything.
Sounded very intelligent.
It's not. It's. I don't think it. It's a thing. It's three glycerins and what? Three hydronates. Did I say trihydronate too?
I think so.
Yeah, it's
tri.
So it's like three,
yeah. So
three
it's three and three. I don't, is a hydronate a thing?
Probably.
Hydronate?
Sorry, I'm yelling right into the mic now.
I don't think so.
Like these are questions for people that I'm not.
Dude.
I'm not the people for a
not
answering question.
it's not something.
If you get
something
for me, it's going to be some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was sick, like about a week ago.
Yeah.
I was sick for a few days.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not contagious anymore. If I was, you know, it's been enough time.
Well, that's good since I'm sitting so close to you that you tell me this now.
Yeah, well, don't worry about all that kissing that we did.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. But, so... so, my voice sounds a little weird. That's why. And also, today is the best I have felt in several days, because leading up to this, I have not slept through the night once since this happened.
Oh, wow.
Like, going
did you
getting,
sleep
like,
through the night last night?
Not very well.
Oh, so that's why you're looking forward to it so much tonight.
Yeah.
Is because you're like, hey, I feel like I can get real
yeah.
sleep, motherfuck.
I'm like, I really want to do the show tonight, but let's do it as early as possible because, like, I got a real good feeling about sleep.
Right.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
I feel absolutely. Like it might happen
prospects
for me.
Prospects are looking real good.
Yeah.
It might happen for me.
That's cool, man. Well, I hope, you know, fingers crossed. I hope you
right.
get.
Well,
I hope you achieve your goals.
The best way to get over a sickness when you get to that day where you finally feel like you might be back to normal is just to hammer some beers.
That's. I mean, I'm working on that part right now.
Dude, I live by that
model. Uh-huh. Like, oh, I'm almost better. I should probably get drunk.
Well, there's like there's an alcoholic beverage for every ailment. You know?
Yeah, toothache, whiskey.
Hit a little.
Various sinus symptoms, fucking hot toddy.
Hot toddy.
Fucking suck on it, hot toddy.
Hangover Bloody
Sick.
Mary.
Mm.
Hangover Bloody
See,
Mary.
Man.
I love Hangover Bloody Marys, dude.
Coffee and Bailey's or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. You Coffee
can go
and
savory,
Bailey's,
you can
yeah,
go savory, or you can go sweet.
You ever get one of the Bloody Marys with, like, all the shit on it? Like, the
yeah,
onion
the,
rings and the chicken and,
all the goofy
whatever,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 olives.
I get it, and I eat all the things.
Yeah.
You know, they're yeah. like, this one has a bacon meal. Strip and, like, six onion rings and a little bit of broccoli.
Oh, just a flare, yeah. Just to throw a little flare on top.
One floweret.
We put a little tiny cup on top of it. That's a protein shake, bro. You can fucking hammer that down.
A little wheatgrass for you.
But underneath all of it is this vodka and tomato juice, bracha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bracha.
Listen, bracha.
But that's where you get all your vitamins. Yeah. You know, that's what really helps you come through on that.
I love it.
I mean, you're just looking out for yourself.
We, Brad and I just went on a vacation to Tennessee, as any devout listener is certainly aware. And I pretty much lived on those fucking Bloody Marys in the morning, dude.
Yeah. I did. But we also had good breakfast, like, every day.
Every day. It was awesome.
Every day, some good breakfast was good. Yeah.
Remember that time in Tennessee when I made those bacon, egg, and cheese bagel sandwiches and blew everybody's tits off?
Was it? I think it was just me and you. I think it was just your tits and my tits. That's still four tits, but I think it was just your tits and my tits.
I feel like that constitutes the word.
You guys still have both your tits?
Yeah. No, they're gone, dude.
Oh, you blew them right.
I grew mine back.
Oh, you regenerated some areoles?
Everything. Areola nipple?
Yeah.
Little nipple hole, everything.
Wow. A couple oddly placed goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still the same amount as before, too, which is crazy. But I'm happy.
Right.
Weird.
But yeah, no, that was a good ass. The point is, that was a great breakfast sandwich.
Mm. Yeah, that was a great vacation.
I enjoyed it.
I had a really good time, except for when I fucking broke my pinky toe, dude.
Yeah,
that sucked.
Straight obliterated that.
The very first day
happens to the best of us,
dude. Yeah. Okay. First day on the boat.
Yeah. So we get there Thursday night, party. We wake up Friday morning,
party.
Get on the boat, dude. Party. And then my brother calls and he's like, hey, we're here, come pick us up at the dock. And I'm like,
party.
So we go back to the dock and fucking they get up on the boat, him and his wife and their children, their lovely children, and I give everybody hugs. I'm like, I'm so happy you guys are in Tennessee now, thank goodness. And then and then I'm like, hold on, I gotta use the restroom while we're here. And I step off the boat, and you want to know what I did, Nick Bodine and Brad Bodine?
Dude.
I fucking start walking to the bathroom, and mid-stride, my foot collides with, like, the little metal thing that they tie ropes to keep boats in place.
Yeah. One of those pointy fuckers.
Yeah. So
they don't move.
No. Dude, no.
They're attached to the
but
dock.
Bones do.
Bones do.
So I was walking, and I was like, I mean, that was probably, what, like, noon?
Yeah, like halfway through the day.
So I was like 6-7 beers deep, also my Bloody Mary in the morning.
Right.
So like I was feeling good. I wasn't like wasted.
Right.
You out know? In the sun and shit floating in waters.
Yeah,
you just know? Having a grand old time.
Nice, relaxed time.
Bathing in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah, I did that and I went, ow! And I kept walking.
Like, is that how you reacted?
Yeah, and I'm like,
oh my God.
And I'm thinking, boy, I really stubbed that sucker. and I make it. I'm limping, dude.
Oh, dude.
And I make it to the bathroom, and I'm peeing into the toilet. And while I'm doing that, I look down into my flip flop, and it's fucking full of blood, Nick and Brad Bodine.
Man.
Dude, it's full of a pool.
Straight milked that pinky toe.
Of blood. Oh, I milked it.
Just milked the blood right out of it.
So then what I was thinking was, uh-oh.
That's not good.
So then I spent the rest of the vacation limping around with a fucking shitty purple toe. Gross brown toenail. Just the worst. And everyone's like, oh, why are you limping? And I'm like, oh, let me tell this story again.
I got the gout.
Yeah,
that's
what I should have said. That would throw him right off. Let's hear your story, bud.
Is your primary about that?
Ate too much pastrami. Now I got the gout.
Yeah, no, it's gout. It's gout. And they're like, gross, weird. Bye.
All that pastrami pulled into my toe. Now it's gout. Now
I got a lot of crystallized acid in my joint of my toe. So I'm like, really struggling.
Yeah. Uric acid.
That's it. Uric acid. That's what I
was saying. Like, you're an asshole, and I'm like, no, uric acid.
Yeah, so it was bad. But other than that, it was a really good time.
Yeah.
You guys plan on going to the fair this year?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I am also not participating.
I really don't want to, for political reasons or anything. I hear there's controversy around some of the shows or whatever. I give a shit, but
we should maybe explain that.
I'm not going, mostly because I'm broke. Well, also because it's hot.
They're mad because Snoop Dogg's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they he's canceled like, Confederate Railroad at the DeKalb State Fair, mm-hmm. right? And so everybody's
they're
like
mad at this state fair for Snoop playing? No, this is a whole different fair.
It's a whole balance thing, you know, where they're like,
but check it out.
Well, if you're not going to allow this guy, then you don't allow this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird how shit
I think
is
it's
nowadays.
Just to let people, I mean, how are you going to suppress the artistry?
Don't completely different people organize those fairs?
No, because it's all run by the state.
Oh, is it?
But
DeKalb
I'm sure there
fair,
is
state
like
fair too?
I'm sure there's like probably one
I
guy.
I feel like there's a different committee for both of those fairs. Like the people around DeKalb and then the people around Springfield.
Well, yeah, I think they have a state fair director.
And then he oversees.
Right, because they're not at the same time, so he can kind of like, you know, and he just delegates. That's all
yeah,
he does.
He's
anyway,
like,
all
right, you know, you people said this. Here's my stamp.
Yeah.
So, everything's a fucking thing now.
It really
you know,
is.
Like everyone's like, really well, I'm gonna make this
a
thing.
I don't think it has to be that. It doesn't have to be that.
It shouldn't have to be
people
that.
People could just not give a shit.
You know, if it just doesn't affect you, if you don't enjoy it, and you don't want to participate in it, then just
don't.
Like it doesn't exist. Yeah. I mean,
not every
nobody's
single
forcing
thing
it down your throat.
Then
you know?
Do neither of those things. Right?
Yeah. Not every single thing has to be a fucking.
I just don't
turning
understand.
Point in history.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
they're not writing that down in the record in the history books. You know, for high school in 25 or 50 years. You know, like you know, well, you know. John really sent out this tweet that really woke the fuck out of
speak of that devil. I read some sort of internet meme.
Okay.
Oh.
Alright. And it was just some guy's random thoughts kind of conspiracy theory style. Here's something I thought about. So it's not like he's like, check out all my evidence.
I got you. This is something.
This is just a thought experiment. Yeah, it's a thought experiment. It's a thought experiment. It was something along the lines of, all right, 2012 was the year that, and fact check me on this, it could be completely wrong and I'm a stupid idiot. 2012 was the year that the scientists at CERN turned on the Large Hadron Collider and started doing Hadron Collider things,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I like these.
It's the machine that can make tiny black holes and
to
shit.
To produce
right?
little black holes, yes.
That's how we finally discovered the, and observed the actual Higgs boson.
Yes, the God particle.
Or whatever, yeah.
The God particle.
We had theorized it through mathematics before then. But
we didn't
then
actually
we
have
proven
physical proof.
Its distance was proven through.
In the last CERN.
Let me stop you real quick. Like, I certainly know what all of these things mean, but let's pretend, like, I don't know, and a lot of people listening to this don't know what all of those words mean.
Okay.
So the God particle, now explain that for all the fucking idiots.
I mean, it's... Oh, you don't have it?
Okay, well, I can...
I mean, it's the Higgs boson.
Yeah.
And the Higgs boson is the God particle.
Right.
I didn't
which is supposed
that.
To be like... It's supposed to be... But that is what it's...
Okay, I mean, that's cool.
It is.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know a whole lot about it.
Oh.
Besides it happened.
Okay, so it's
but
a
I think
special
this is
thing that they discovered because of the tiny black holes that they were producing.
Yeah.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Thing.
It's my ultimate point.
Dope.
Is that... And you can fact you probably should fact check me on this, but so that particle is supposed to be like the building blocks of the matter of space, right? Like dark matter, right?
I got you.
Yeah. Like that's
like
that's
it,
why
it
it's,
is
they're
the
trying
fabric
to,
of space
you know,
and time.
But maybe I could be wrong. But
I
think
mean, the fuck
maybe I just
know?
Watched too many fucking documentaries to keep them all in order. Like and they just kind of blend
just
together, you know?
Yeah. I feel you, dude. I watch too much pro wrestling.
That's how I feel about porn. Like. But anyways,
watch too much of it. So they produced
that
all started in 2012.
Yeah,
right.
And he's saying
which is the same year that the world was supposed to end
Mayan wise or whatever, where all the prophecies were like, "Hey, that year." And it's
you
know, because our calendar fucking changed during the Roman era. They started adding 2 months to all the years, and then now, like, who knows what year is what as far as the Mayans were concerned? Because we're on a completely different fucking calendar now. Anyways, totally different story. he was like, hey man, what if like they did that and blinked our fucking universe out of existence and via multiverse theory. He's just saying a lot of big words.
Yeah.
Our whole, you know, consciousness, whatever, existence just merged with one of the dimensions closer to ours, remarkably similar, but some crazy shit happened or whatever.
In 2012, when they fired up the Hadron Collider?
Yeah.
But we didn't know.
But we didn't know, because our existence just blinked into another universe, right?
So that explains the Mandela effect.
And that explains why the Mandela effect is a thing. And why shit's been getting crazy since those years.
Right. Because nothing crazy happened before 2012.
Because nothing crazy ever happened before 2012.
Yeah, everything was normal and cool and awesome.
Nobody ever did shit before 2012.
I remember a tiny snafu in 2001.
Just that.
Just the little guy. Oh, that little guy?
I don't, that might have been.
You ain't got to worry about that little guy.
That's right. It's something about like the late 30s and early 40s. There was some
something happened
atrocious mass murder.
I wasn't alive there.
But other than that, dude, before 2012, the world was normal and cool.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Everybody was cool with each other.
Not to mention all the horrid torture and murder.
Horrid, just fucking forever.
Before like the 1900s, when people got kind of smart.
Forget about all the brutal violence of the entirety of human history.
Yeah, you know, people got kind of smart in the 1900s, and then we're just still not smart.
No,
what
actually,
the
advances in technology from
the pretty incredible
to now.
Yeah,
hey, we've given ourselves some amazing tools.
If you look at the 100 years pre 1900.
Well, yeah, we've
exponentially
made,
slower.
We've
growth.
Made some leaps and bounds for sure, but then on the other hand, there are still people that are like,
I'm not gonna say that it's aliens, but it's aliens.
I mean, could very well.
There's
be
some intervention there.
Aliens.
Yeah, we're reverse engineering technology at SR4 or whatever.
Are you familiar with the Bob Lazar character guy?
Yeah, I listened to quite a bit of him on Joe Rogan.
I started
the Netflix thing the other night, but it was like 11 and I fell asleep.
I'll tell you what, one of the most
I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
The most compelling piece of evidence out of his story for me was whatever element 139 or whatever that
talk about creating 134
or whatever. He said this back in the 80s, right? And then in like 2007, it was added to the periodic table.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, how did he know about that? And then everybody denied that even existed.
Oh yeah,
until,
I remember that part.
Right. Like, so I'm like, I mean, obviously there's some validity to some of his story.
Yeah, some of the things he says are verifiable. Right.
Yeah.
Some of the.
But
things
they tried
he
to
says
squash him down,
not.
Man.
They did. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on it.
I don't know why I wouldn't want to get you started.
Putting chemicals in the water, turning
might
the frickin' frogs gay.
Okay. Yeah.
Turning the fucking frogs gay.
Are there?
Hey, listen, alright. I'm kind of retarded.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great.
Yeah.
It's a solid Alex.
He certainly said that.
I'm kind of fucking retarded. He added a fucking in there.
Yeah.
He'll
party.
Old AJ. Alex Jones will get down. He'll be like,
dude, I remember listening to his shit back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, back
man.
When it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
He, here's the thing.
Back when he still had some cool shit to say.
A lot of times.
There's a lot of shit that he did that was cool. Like, he got into Bohemian Grove, and it's like, oh, there is some wild ritualistic acting theater shit that they're doing with just a bunch of world leaders gathered around. It's like, hey, that's kind of weird or whatever, but okay. And then, like, the Bilderberg Group shit, or he had this little segment in a movie called Waking Life, and this movie was about lucid dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he had this whole speech about shit, and it was pretty cool. He was like, hey, you know, he's had some cool shit to say back in the day. Now he's, like, a batshit crazy maniac.
That's kind of what I was going to try to say.
Yeah. Now he's more of a character, right?
Yeah.
He's, like,
dude,
way more... He's like
persona.
George,
dude.
He's like George W. Bush. Like, now he's just a character in our past...
But he doesn't have a presidential library.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm saying in the sense of like, now nobody takes them seriously anymore.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
So now it's like they're a pop culture reference.
And it's funny you mentioned that he's like George W. Bush because I kind of feel the same way about both of them. Like,
they're characters in my mind.
No,
they're funny stuff. They're characters.
I feel like deep down they are likable people. You know what I mean?
Like I probably, could probably like, chill like, with Alex Jones.
Yeah, like when Alex Jones was on Joe Rogan, there was a part of him that was very like endearing. You know what I mean? Like a kooky uncle at a fucking cookout that's maybe had a couple too many drinks, but he's still, which I identify with because I am that fucking uncle. Trust me.
Also, dude, wear that badge idea.
Yeah,
wear that badge idea.
And people are like, "That's just Uncle Nick. He's silly." Yeah, like, hey, yeah,
he's trying to pull Volt over the lawn chair out of the garden. You know,
Uncle?
Let me unsuccessfully show you this card. Trick. Kids gather around.
What's that down in your ear? Oh, it's my beard.
Yeah. So, but then on the other hand, you're like, oh, fuck, that's a raving lunatic saying terrifying, dangerous things,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know.
Did your uncle come from Gatlinburg, Tennessee? Gatlinburg?
Is that where Alex Jones comes from?
I have no idea.
Did he? Oh, yeah. It's very possible. I have a lot of family from Tennessee. So.
You do, that's right.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
It's dope.
That's fucking crazy.
Anyway, yeah, he's wild.
Do you have any, like, wild fucking conspiracy things that you've heard recently that you thought were entertaining?
Let me reset it. Give me one that... Is there one where, like, the first time you heard it, you're like, that's fucking bullshit, and then the more you studied and listened and heard about it, you're like, okay, give me your craziest one that might be true.
That might be...
Oh, fucking...
Please don't say lizard people, dude. I can't handle that one.
No, I'm not on board with...
I'm not on board with lizard people.
No. I don't know, man, because...
Were you about to say lizard people? Because I'll hear you out.
No. Okay. I think Sasquatch is some bullshit.
Same. Oh! Yeah. I thought you were about to go a different direction with that.
Yeah. No.
I
think Sasquatch is some bullshit. And I'm a real nature guy, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I just... Gigantopithecus, right? Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
We have the fossil record,
we have bones
that
are thousands of years old.
At some point,
I mean?
There was a giant...
Ape.
Ape creature.
Yeah.
But
we got
But there isn't a Bigfoot.
No. But there's, like, several of those that I feel like, I mean, like, the Mothman.
Cryptids.
Chupacabra.
Cryptids.
Yeah, cryptids. Like, if you don't have the science behind it, I have a hard time believing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Present me with evidence, you know what I mean?
I think...
Present me with some verifiable evidence.
Now, if you're
a big
woods,
reason that you can't, like, it's so rare to see these cryptids is because they're so busy fighting the Bloodeds.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's the second time I've made that
joke on this show.
I don't give a fuck. I'm always going to do
think
it.
I caught the first
if you
one,
say the
funny.
Word cryptids, I'm going to make a Bloodeds reference.
Okay.
Because it's the Bloodeds and the cryptids.
Go for it.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry, guys. I derailed the conversation, but I'm always going to say it, just so you know.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you know.
But then there's a couple that I could probably get on board with, and that usually has to deal with creatures from the water, because we obviously don't know enough. Right? So the possibility is still there.
Look at giant squid. Like, we know those exist. We've had their babies and brought them to the surface.
Yeah.
We got one on video within the past few years.
Yeah.
Caught a glimpse of a few friends. Caught a live one.
Yeah, the thing about the ocean is that it's so huge and it covers up such a majority of our planet, and it's like impossible to search the entire thing.
No.
And they discover new species every day, so what the fuck do we know?
Well, and like, what's wild, and then you think about how they say, you know, if you take a fish and you feed it whatever, it's all good, it'll grow to like the size of its enclosure.
An environment,
It's like, well, the ocean's fucking huge and
the
deep.
The ocean's really big.
Huge.
Very big and very deep.
Huge.
Edge.
It's a huge.
Our oceans are huge.
It's like, what kind of titans do you have lurking in the Mariana
Trench?
Dude,
Shark Week was last week. Right?
Oh, okay.
And I'm not a big Shark Week watcher.
I used to be.
But I got caught up in a couple shows, right? And one of them was called Deep Blue. And so there's a...
It's a good Parkway Drive album.
Yes. But there's this, the largest great white... It almost threw me off track.
Nice pregnant pause. I respect
the largest great white on Earth that we have recorded. Right, lives off the coast of this island or whatever, right? And it lives, like, below, like, 3,000 feet or something, right? Like, and it only comes up every so often when they have, like, this death circle thing. Anyway,
Oh, wow.
Where, like, all these fish come to die and fucking
eat shit, where right? All these fish, they ritualistically come to die.
It's, uh-huh. Anyway, so this great white is, like, 28 feet long.
Damn. Okay.
And weighs, like, I don't know, 3 tons or something. 6 tons. I don't remember the name.
Well, you're talking about one just gigantic sea mussel.
So they have it. So they're like, we got to go down here, and we're on this expedition to capture Deep Blue again.
That's okay? Its name is Deep Blue?
Deep Blue. That's the shark's name.
Okay.
And so they go down there, and they actually end up catching Deep Blue, and they know that it's Deep Blue because of some specific markings on the shark.
It's got some
and there's like a half moon out of the dorsal fin. Right in a certain spot,
uh-huh.
And then there's like 3 marks on the left yeah. side of the shark, so they like can know.
There's identifiable yes. markings on the shark.
Yes, and so they actually end up capturing Deep Blue on video, right? And this, I think they said it was like about a 15 or 16 foot shark is swimming in front of the camera, right? And then you just see the shadow come from behind it, and it's like 4 times the size of that other shark, dude. And a 15 foot. Great white is like an adolescent,
right?
But that's still fucking huge.
That's an enormous yeah. creature.
It's almost as big as a shed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
lengthwise.
Dude.
And I'm like, dude, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, when do you ever... would ever get to know that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
are
boy,
you looking
I'm...
up some statistics on Deep Blue over
I
there?
Just wanted to see if it was real or if it was like the mermaid documentary, you know what I mean?
Bradley, look that up. Oh, no, Dad was real into that.
Dad was... Dad believed the mermaid thing.
He loved
the mermaid. He still, some part of him still fucking does.
I think he does. I'm pretty sure.
You know what
there's
I mean?
A lot of people that still yeah. are all about that documentary.
Yeah. The guy we work with mentioned it to us a couple weeks back.
Yeah, he did. And I was like, oh, buddy. I said, yeah, I wanted to call him honey about it. I would mm-hmm. be like, oh, honey, no.
Oh, listen here, handsome.
One of the things he said, you know what? Oh, God love you.
Yeah.
Everything I'm seeing, you, though, sounds like Deep Blue's a real thing.
God
so.
Bless mm-hmm. you.
It is a real thing. Yeah. That was not some conspiracy bullshit.
Well, you gotta watch, you know, like at the very beginning and very
yeah.
end of the
yeah,
episode.
That we're in.
They'll
yeah.
do actual fine print.
I mean,
at,
yeah,
at
look
the
at,
end of the credits.
Yeah.
They're like, by the way, none of this is real. It's all fictitious.
Check out our totally real show. None of this is fucking real.
Yeah.
Think about what's that? Curse of Civil War Gold or what? Or not Civil War Gold, but
Oak Island.
Oak Island. Yeah.
I mean, it's like
every season they leave you hanging.
Oh yeah,
with
they're never gonna find anything.
You know?
It's because they're never
like
gonna
I got
find
through
anything.
18 goddamn
besides
episodes
fucking
of this show
coconut
just
shells.
To just for you to show me a little pewter cross that supposedly some guy said came from, you know, the fucking
Mesozoic. Fucking
no, the Knights. What are they?
Templar.
The Knights of the Templar. Yeah.
Holy
it's like, that
fuck,
was a waste
this is
of
a
my
goddamn
time.
Templar
never,
cross!
That's, yeah.
Sorry I yelled, everybody. So sorry I yelled. Imagine that's what
we
the
We hit
said.
The goddamn yeah. jackpot, boys!
Fellas, I think we're in for some... I don't know. That's as far as I got.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was getting in.
He got up in there.
Well, you know, I think... And that's...
and that's the one.
So we've seen these guys before Scott H. Byram Monday. A Springfield band there, for, they're all right.
They're called No Good Deed.
Yep.
Shout outs, No Good Deed.
No Good Deed right. goes untouched.
Good.
Am
the
I right?
The lead singer plays a fucking stand up bass.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, bam boom, bam boom.
Yeah. And they did a real cool rendition. The last song they played of a Ring of Fire. I think it was a Johnny Cash song, but or no, Folsom Prison. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very well done. Like it sounded good. You know.
I would check that out.
I guess.
For sure.
I'd fry
First
an egg.
Time I had ever seen him.
Yeah. Yeah, I would look into that.
I'd fry an egg, too.
Fry an egg on.
I had an idea for today.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of show tradition when we have a guest, Nick, to force you to try to do a voice.
All
right. Oh, yeah.
So,
this is going to be so bad.
That's fine. But if you refuse to do it, we're not going to stop recording.
Oh, that's fine.
So,
yeah.
Kind of have to that's do good. It. So, I don't know. Brad, I'm going to give you the honors. It's your brother. You give him the...
a voice to do?
Yep. Give him the challenge. And then Nick B is going to do his gosh darndest to pull off whatever impression that Brad wants to hear.
This is horrible.
It's not horrible. It's fun. We're having fun. You're having
that's
fun.
That's right.
Fun.
All right.
We're going to hit golf balls after this. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, that'll be super cool, too. Give me, like, a... give me an old Irish salt
An old Irish salt?
Yeah.
Salt? Like, yeah. Angry person?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd probably go. I don't know what my voice ends up going to. Do, Scottish or something.
You're trying to get honey wheat bread from the supermarket, but they're all out, and it's not sitting well with you.
You're not going to take that lying down.
Well, I don't know how you guys can run a grocery store telling me that you don't have any fucking honey wheat bread, okay? I'm really... This shit's on my whole morning because I was going to have a piece of dry toast and a pint. Just a little hair of the dog, you know. That went a little Canadian at the end.
It did. Yeah. It turned into Bobby's mom from Bobby's World. But that was solid, Nick B.
Oh, yeah.
That was solid, Nick B.
Thank you. Did better than Eric. He just said bloody hell twice.
Brad just threw down the gauntlet.
Okay,
yeah.
It was funny?
Yeah. You're right. He didn't commit. He was like,
He was like, you know what? I'm not going to sell this one bit.
Yeah. Pego, you know what? Next time, why don't you try to do a fucking voice thing?
Confidence is key, man. Sometimes you just got to be like, well, I'm a fucking stupid fucking idiot. Yeah. And then there's your voice, right?
Come on our show and have fun. And be like, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can go Hargan Dargan, Double Argan Shargnargan, and then that's cool.
Hard-a-tar-ta-tar-ta-tar.
Yeah.
Hard-a-tar-ta-tar-ta-tar.
Yeah. Hard-a-tar-ta-tar.
Yeah.
Is your
sweetest.
Don't be say Irish.
The honey wheat bread.
This is just the way they say sing. Is it? Or is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what that was. I just put Y's on
everything. You might have went a little like Dutch colonial or something. I don't know what that was.
Did you get Dutch colonial?
Yeah, I went Dutch colonial.
Dude.
Like the house.
No way.
Like a Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah, voices are fun, dude.
Yeah, I like voices, man. Yeah. My thing is that I don't know how it's going to sound before I start talking. So I have a little anxiety about that, right? Because I'm like, oh man, this is gonna come out of my mouth and sound fucking horrible.
That's okay to like round it out as you go, you know.
Yeah, you gotta kind of get into the groove, just catch that wave and ride it out.
Next thing you know, you just got a good voice that you use all the time.
Yeah, dude, when Brad can't think of something funny to say,
right?
He'll just start talking like that guy.
Yeah. Well, you know. And then that's me.
Yeah.
When I'm like,
hey, that's me.
When I'm like, the end of this joke needs a little bit of extra flair, I'm gonna fucking start talking like this when I say something about my penis or
fucking
whatever.
Nikki Wallet's in the house.
Nikki Wallet.
Nikki Wallet.
He's gonna say something about his wiener.
That reminds me of fucking what's her name, Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
It's fucking Linda.
The mom, Linda.
You're
Belcher.
Like Linda.
Yeah,
am I like Linda?
Oh yeah, that's
like
it.
Sweet.
That's it.
That's fantastic.
It's fucking spot on too.
Uh-oh.
For me.
Oh no.
Would you guys believe me if I said I've never watched that show?
I would not.
You should.
You'd
like it.
It's actually
you'd very much enjoy Bob's.
I guarantee I would like it.
Yeah.
What's his name? John Benjamin.
Oh yeah,
super funny. I like Archer pretty hard.
He's just
Yeah.
It's great.
Just never. It's one of those like I'm not like against it. I've just never gotten around.
Just never
to
got
it.
Around to
yeah.
do it.
I think it's on Netflix now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check it out.
Yeah,
we'll check.
Because I'm a huge King of the Hill fan.
Same.
And so like I really moved into.
It's a side effect of the marijuana poisoning.
That's my Hank Hill. Check it out.
God damn it. Solid.
Whoa.
Not the lawn.
Hank.
Penis.
Vagina.
He fucking spills whatever the fuck he's holding. That's a funny episode.
That
man.
Was a good show. For
I
sure.
I love that show. I wish it was still on, actually. Kind of mad at Mike Judge over the whole fucking situation,
me too.
You know?
But if they were still on right now, they would
I just think
maybe be in danger of suffering the same thing the Simpsons are
Yeah, for sure. No. But I just don't feel like Mike Judge gave it a real solid finish.
Well, hell.
Like, the show just ended.
Yeah.
Like there was no, like, closure.
Well, Beavis and Butthead
conclusion.
Was the same way, dude.
Yeah,
it was just, here's
that's
another
true.
Episode, and that was our last
episode.
And
then you're done.
Not
yeah.
that they got canceled.
Nope.
But just fucking, they're like, and here's the series finale, we're done, we're good.
We ran out of funny stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's respectable.
So,
Is it, though?
King of the Hill is just refined Beavis and Butthead, changed my mind.
Right. No, you're right. It's the same characters, I mean, essentially. Like, the one dude...
Yeah, Tom Anderson is Hank Hill.
Yeah.
And, he's like, dude, spiking their monkeys in my tool shed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can totally hear it.
And then fucking Hank Hill is less, I don't know, not that Tom Anderson's a bad person, but Hank Hill's a better person.
Yeah. A little more developed as a character.
Just all the characters more involved. Bill Dotrieve is my favorite.
You like Bill a lot, do you?
Why wouldn't he be? Bill Dotrieve.
No, I like it. I don't know if it's that I like him a lot. It's not like... I just enjoy moments that he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
So, specifically with Bill...
What are you talking about, Hank? I'm Lenore.
Yeah.
Bill's not here. What are you doing up there, Bill? Well, I'm just up here to kill myself.
Yeah, I'm just about to kill myself.
All right, Bill. I like Dale. Dale's my favorite character, I think. Because he's just so wiry, man. He's... So my favorite Bill Dale scene is when Dale is training that falcon, or thinks he's training that falcon, and then it fucking attacks the fuck out of Bill, right? Just attacks the fuck out of him. And then, like, it's not the next day or whatever, the next scene, they're standing out in the alley again. Here comes Dale walking up with the damn falcon again, and he fucking lets it loose, and it's fucking right back on Bill's dick, you know what I mean? Just fucking trying to get it.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Hello, King.
I that show was from like a different time in television.
Was.
You know what
it
I mean?
Was.
Like
that was when Fox evenings were the place to be.
Yeah. They tackled a lot of issues through that. You know.
Yeah,
that
absolutely, dude. But remember, it was
now
like
we know whose purse it is.
There was like a 10-year period where it was like. There was just all these really cool shows that were super important. I feel like there aren't any more shows like that.
Nope.
Like in the 90s. And listen to me. I sound like no. Back when I was a kid, TV was fucking TV. Not TV isn't even TV no more.
No, it was a place
all
where
toilet things, sounds and
dude,
reality.
Yeah. In like a 10-year period, we had...
This is toilet noises.
Everybody hilarious on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Besides like... Obviously, all the 80s people, but like Chris Farley, Dana Carvey, fucking David Spade, Adam Sandler, Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, all those hilarious dudes. And then into like Molly Shannon, Will Ferrell, fucking Sherry O'Terry.
Yeah.
Just super funny.
Anna Gasteyer.
Jimmy Fallon, I said it. He was good in his first couple seasons.
Yeah.
I don't like him anymore, but whatever. All this shit happened in the 90s. Fucking In Living Color was super funny. And then fucking.
And
not to mention all the little
kids
shows, Rocko's Modern Life, fucking Rugrats.
Dude.
Not to mention
Nickelodeon,
The Simpsons, Futurama,
raw,
fucking Beavis
dog.
And Butthead.
Nickelodeon was so raw,
dude.
Dog. Are you afraid of the dark, dog?
Oh, turns out, yeah, I am.
Speaking of 90s devils, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark debuts Friday, which may be like the day that this goes up.
Yeah. Because
today's Thursday. Yeah.
It is Thursday right now, as we speak.
We should be seeing that.
Friday the 9th of August, 2019.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yeah.
That's very interesting, because that was a fantastic
those,
show.
I got them now.
Yeah.
I got them now.
You what?
I got them now. The books. The
I
Scary
do
Stories
too.
To Tell
oh,
them.
Yeah.
I have the whole collection.
Yeah.
I think
got
I wore
three.
Out the library's copy of that in school because I just checked it out.
That's just awesome. The pages were all sticking
dude,
together.
Just, I'm like, man, y'all on that spooky shit? Y'all guys don't even know, dude.
On
that spooky shit.
Got that
on
spooky
that, on
shit.
On that spooky shit.
We're on that spook.
But yeah, TV sucks now. There's no... I don't have,
man,
like...
I don't watch a lot of it.
I don't even have cable anymore, dude. I don't have any shows that I watch.
I get all my stuff from the internet, you know?
I watch stuff from Netflix and, like, Hulu and Amazon.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite channels.
That's it, dude.
And they're not channels.
No.
That's not NBC. That's fucking... Hulu. I was trying to think of one of the weird-sounding ones, but I couldn't...
Crackle.
There you go. Hey, that's Crackle!
Yeah,
oh, that's fucking UBTV! Fucking, I was telling Nick Pettis.
Oh!
Hot jambalaya!
It's
a hot jambalaya.
It's goddamn cooler, man.
Look, it's got that heat on it. Put some sass on that frass.
The nachos biting back.
Let's see. What? I was telling Nick Pettigrew earlier today, speaking of Netflix stuff. I had just started watching The Haunting of Hill House.
Great show.
Oh, which is, have you watched that at all?
I think I watched like one episode or two episodes.
I'm like four episodes deep now, and it's really good. But I was made aware of like hidden ghosts in a lot of shots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that really keeps me enthralled. The show's good, regardless, and the show is actually scary, which is great. I really like it.
When you watch so much horror stuff, you kind of become desensitized to scary shows and movies.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I can say the same thing. That show was actually scary. Like,
because not much impresses me anymore.
Same.
Really. Like, I'm just
such a horror snob at this point in my fucking career.
Yeah, dude.
That show scared the shit out of me.
Speaking of that, Rob Zombie is releasing the third installment to the House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
The Three from Hell is the third movie. It comes out September 16th.
My money. This is where my money is at right now.
So I think I'm going to try to get it.
Dude, the first 15 people get what?
A poster. A double Three from Hell poster.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. My money's on that it's going to suck.
Yeah, I got to say, I told my wife this actually like a month ago, like when the trailers started coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's under the pretense that I was a big fan of the first two.
This.
There's Rob Zombie movies that I truly enjoy.
Yes.
This.
Or liked. I don't know if I enjoyed
Brad, it. Shut the fuck up! I'm trying to say something! Listen, my therapist listens to the show, dude, and he says that I need to start fucking sticking up for myself more often. You talk all over my bits, dude. I'm trying to get something out. Pick up on it!
Say what you want to say.
Pick up on it!
Say what you want to say.
Edit that part out.
I liked the first two.
Edit that part out. So, this is Rob Zombie's last chance for me.
Right?
Dude, I can't.
He dropped the ball a couple times.
He did. Most times.
What was the clown movie that he just did? 31 or something?
31 was garbage. That.
I saw it in theaters, and I was like, "This."
I just watched,
It poked at things that I wanted more of, and it didn't
the, I remember the opening monologue was so badass. Do you remember that crazy dude walks in and punches himself in the face like 30 times? And then just cuts the dopest promo on these people that he's about to murder.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. And then the rest of that movie was a giant piece of shit. And it just really hurt my feelings. And then Halloween 2 sucked. I'm going to say something that you guys might not like, but fucking House of a Thousand Corpses is not a good movie.
No.
However, The Devil's Rejects, excellent movie. That first Halloween, perfect movie.
Attacked.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm unloading on Rob Zombie because he has so much potential.
Well, we all have our different.
The first time I saw House of a Thousand Thousands. The first time I saw House of a Thousand Thousands, I was unimpressed, but I was also like, you know, like 13 or something. So it's like, who the fuck did I fuck, right? So like,
nobody.
Yeah, just not anybody yet. So
only got four hairs on this thing.
Yeah. Just a couple.
You know what I'm doing.
Just a couple old guys.
Spouting dust. Devil's All right, Rejects that was fucking gross.
Well, Devil's Rejects came out, you know, at a point where I was able to process those sort of things in any sort of artistic fashion.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that movie's raw.
Yeah.
And that's
I really like
that. You said that. Yeah. Oh, that's raw. Yeah, that movie's fucking raw.
So that movie's raw.
No, that movie's, like, perfect, I think, for Rob Zombie.
I've watched House of a Thousand Corpses since then, and it's okay in the lens of this is the prequel to Devil's Rejects.
Right.
But, like, standalone, it's not a good movie whatsoever.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Because it doesn't give you enough of any... It's like, there's these scary people. Yeah. Oh, here's the main scary dude.
Yeah.
And then the movie's over. Yeah. Dude, it's all shock.
Which is when fine. You see Dr. Satan...
Fucking Marilyn Manson needs a movie.
Yeah.
I'm like... Anyway, I don't know, man. I'm sorry, Nick. I wasn't trying to attack you, dude.
Dude, we all have our own.
I like you so much.
I think Dr. Satan's a stupid name for a...
It really is.
It's a dumb name and a dumb-looking character and a dumb part of a dumb movie. Yeah.
So I liked but the Nick, Halloweens. No, it's fine. You know, I liked both the Halloweens.
We never heard any more about Dr. Satan.
No.
No, they dropped that, thankfully.
Maybe that comes back around, and if it does, that might not be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's like
I feel the same way on you guys.
Grindhouse B movie shit.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, for sure.
So like, I get what it is nowadays and all that, but it's like they took Devil's Rejects and made it a complete. That's not Grindhouse B movie shit.
Devil's Rejects was so set in reality, but still also in that weird like dirty hillbilly 70s world.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, and it was kind of a dark comedy at a few points, too.
It's set in the same universe as Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And
then that the way that movie ends, dude, when Freebird starts playing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tans in the color palette, is what it is. That's what it is. The whole color palette of the entire movie is tan.
And then the first Halloween was, I thought, really good.
Yeah.
Really well done.
Cool. I thought he paid real good.
I thought it was the scariest Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after he made that, he said he wasn't going to make another one.
Yeah.
He was like, no, if I made another one, it'd be bullshit, dude. I can't even do that.
And then he did it.
And then he did it. And it was.
And he was like, oh, if I made another one, dude, like, fuck it, that'd be some stupid made-for-money bullshit.
Michael Myers hardly wears his mask. He says, die, to fucking Dr. Loomis. He goes, die! With his fucking, he's got long hair and a beard. Go figure.
Yeah.
In a Rob Zombie movie,
did Kane play him or something?
It was his name is Tyler Mane. He was a wrestler in WCW briefly, and then he's pretty much done stunt work and played Michael Myers. I thought he was the scariest Michael Myers though.
Yeah, I thought was it was good because I liked the backstory of his childhood.
He had I thought that was really cool too.
Yeah, they covered a lot more of how he was fucked up as a character.
Like that was They covered a lot more development there. That's
it
what
wasn't just
me
like, hey, here's this kid. Oh, he's putting on a mask. Oh, he's stabbing his sister's fucking tits off.
Hey,
his parents found him.
This dude's ass in the woods with a fucking giant stick.
Oh, his parents.
That was a pretty brutal scene, though.
Yeah,
that was.
I was fucking beat that.
I was talking about
the
opening to the original Halloween.
Oh yeah.
And how it was a really simple backstory to that whole entire Who Was Michael Myers thing.
Right.
And it goes like this. Let me reiterate.
It's like a 10-minute scene.
Oh, here's this kid. You're looking through his eyes. Oh, he's putting this fucking mask on. Oh, he's got this. What? Why's he got this kitchen knife? Oh, shit. He's stabbing his sister's fucking tits off. Oh, he goes outside and there's his parents and they're like, what are you doing? What happened? And then the rest of the movie starts flash forward 20 years.
Can I do the Rob Zombie version?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's this kid. He's from a fucking broken home. His fucking stepdad's a drunk lunatic and his mom's a stripper and he's fucking pretty self-conscious about it and his fucking bullies give him a bunch of shit about it, but it's not a big deal. And now it's Halloween, he doesn't get to go trick-or-treat because his fucking family's a piece of shit, so now he's gonna start killing his bullies, he's gonna start killing his sister, fucking he's gonna go to fucking little kid prison for several years, and then all of a sudden he's fucking Michael Myers after all of that, dude. And that's why that movie's cool as fuck.
Yeah, it's a way better set.
So now you just made a whole case as to why you should, like...
Yeah, first Halloween,
and none of this was us saying that there was we didn't like Rob Zombie stuff.
No, I know.
Like, there's Rob Zombie stuff that's been done that I was is awesome.
Recently, I watched, this about 2 weeks ago, I watched Lords of Salem.
Oh, yeah.
Garbage. Yeah, that's another horse shit movie that he made.
It's all about neon lights hanging in dark rooms or some shit.
Yeah, there's a...
Garbage.
There is a really cool song from that movie, though.
Yeah.
The song they play when everybody goes crazy.
Yeah.
Super creepy and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It goes...
There were parts that I liked, but I just didn't feel like I delivered.
Yeah. Don't hurt yourself.
It's a bass drum.
No, that's your fucking chest.
Fuck.
What was that movie about, like, witchcraft through radio?
Yeah, something like that.
When a certain song
plays, women go crazy and kill people. Yeah. And sacrifice themselves for Sherry Moon Zombie.
Want to become witches.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
That's the DJ.
I had one more idea for the show. I think we're approaching an hour.
Are we?
Yeah, we're getting there.
You know, we don't have like a time limit, but I have one more idea. Okay. Something that I think would be fun. It's a game that my brother and I play. And it doesn't have a name, so I'll just call it the Famous Name Game. So here it is.
Oh, here we go.
That's a great name.
We're
going to
play the famous name game. Real quick, let's do a theme song. Famous
person, but you say the famous name of a person. Famous.
It's the famous name game. So here's how it's going to work. Whoever's going to start it off is going to say a famous name. It can be an actual actor, it can be a character, it can be somebody from history, it can be any name that is well known.
All right, I'll start.
Okay? Well, fine, okay, but let me explain the rest of the game.
Oh.
So
there was this one.
So all those things I said, Brad, my fucking therapist listens to the show, and he says that I need to start standing up for myself more often. You're walking all over my bit. So, all those things I said,
about the game. Okay, so I'm going to say, somebody's going to say a name, and then you have to, the next person will go clockwise, okay?
Thanks.
So you'll say a first and last name, and a middle name if that's a part of it.
Yeah.
And I can use any of those names to name a famous name with at least one of those same names. And we keep going around. And if you can't think of one, you're out. We'll give you 10 seconds to think of one.
Okay, question.
Okay.
Let's establish some details here.
Okay.
Can we use character names or no?
Yes. So we character names, just any kind of famous name.
Okay, famous name game.
Famous name.
Famous name.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in the title.
The game of famous, yeah. All right, Brad won the big coin toss that we did, I guess, and he's going to go first, and we're going to work clockwise. So it's going to be Brad, and then me, and then Nick B, and then Brad, and then me, and then Nick B, and then Brad, and then me, and then Nick B, and then Brad, and then me, and then Nick B, and then Brad, and then me, and then Nick B, and then Brad, and then me, and then Nick B, and then Brad, and then me, and then Nick B, and then Brad, and then me, and then Nick B, and then Brad, and then me,
and then Nick B, and
then Brad. That was good. It was, and then I dropped it, boys.
Okay,
the fucking famous name game, 3-2-1, Brad, are you ready? 3-2-1, the famous name game, Brad, are you ready? 3-2-1, go.
Gerard Butler.
Wow, Brett Butler.
Okay.
Oh, Brett Favre.
Mm. Ooh, Brett the Hitman Hart.
Fuck, I knew, Owen Hart.
Okay.
Ooh, Joan Hart.
Ooh.
Carrie Hart.
Ooh, that's a good
one. The guy who dates Pink.
Yeah, yeah, no, like, you're right. You're right. Hart. Oh, fuck. The Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
Dude, hair. Oh, no, that doesn't work.
Please use Jimmy. Please use Jimmy. Four.
Six, seven.
Three.
Jimmy Neutron.
Oh. Okay.
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Smits.
Yeah.
Time out.
Jim Belushi.
What? Yeah, I was just about to say, can we say Jim instead of Jimmy now?
I think Jimmy or James ought to be acceptable, right?
Because that's all
three. Okay, sure. Like, yeah, alright.
And like, you can change Bill to William or whatever.
Sure, sure.
Things like that.
Yeah, shorties work.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Jim Belushi. Right.
Okay.
Jim Belushi. John Belushi.
John Cena.
You're just wrestlers now.
John Henry.
Oh, John Hancock.
John Hurt. It's got to be more people named John.
Yeah, there's a lot of Johns out there.
Feels like
John Stamos.
Ooh.
Okay. John Henry Adams.
Johnny Appleseed.
It's like, fuck, whose name is Appleseed?
Five.
Four. Three.
Big John McCarthy.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Awesome.
Big John Daly.
Ooh.
Oh.
I like it.
John Malkovich.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
God damn it.
Ooh, wow.
There's so many Johns.
Jonathan Davis.
Ooh, Jim Davis. Oh, I changed it. No more John. Jim Davis, yes. The Garfield guy.
Five, four, three, two, one. Nick B.
Yeah,
lost.
Nick. What very, very fuck. Well
I tried. I tried.
Very
I
well
tried.
Played. Thanks for coming. We got a t-shirt for you. Now get the fuck out.
Hey.
All right, Brad, ready for the fucking championship, you motherfucker?
Okay. Yeah.
You want to walk all over my bit, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I think you're up next.
I can intense. Start?
Just start. Oh, you can be anything. It doesn't right. It doesn't have to. You can start a new thing now.
Right on.
Or you don't have to. It's up to you. We're making it up as we go along. We don't give a fuck.
I really screwed the pooch on that.
Benicio okay. Del Toro.
Wow. What you got?
Five. Four.
Del Wilkes.
Three.
The Patriot from two, WWF circa 1998, 1999.
Dell's frozen custard.
That's not a person.
That's a well. Dell is.
Can you
a person.
Tell me frozen custard guy's last name?
Which one? You said something earlier that wasn't
character. It has to be famous names.
That's, yeah, Del's Frozen Custard is a famous name.
You're naming a restaurant.
All right, Del Biv DeVoe.
Oh, that ought to count, I imagine.
10.
Gabriel Delmonico.
Oh,
shit. Wow, this is a very steep competition.
Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel. Peter Parker.
Peter Pan.
Pan's Labyrinth.
It's a movie? Come on.
Jordan Peterman.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage?
Peterson.
Oh, Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, also you said Peterson. Ooh, all right. And then I said one. So you can have Peter Dinklage if you want to keep the game going. All
right.
Okay. Peter guess what, dog?
Peter Piper.
I got a lot of Peters. Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that may be it.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Petey.
Petey Pablo, and I win.
From Malcolm in the Middle. It was Petey from Malcolm in the Middle.
Dude. Gang, son. Champion of the fucking name game, dude.
Gang. Congratulations, gang gang. Congratulations.
That was good. I like
gang,
that.
Gang,
I won my own game that gang, I introduced gang. To the people.
I like it.
Like
that's
a true
fun.
Bully. Yeah. Like a true bully.
Remember when we used to play Sig Biscuits?
Yeah.
That was another game you made up. Sig that was neat.
I like to make up games.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to play a game called End the Show. what have we learned today? You motherfuckers.
You're an acrobat.
I am an acrobat. I'm an acrobat with my ass.
We learned that there's some, you know, interesting conspiracy theories out there that
absolutely.
Are, at the very least, entertaining.
Maybe not lizard people.
Maybe not lizard people.
I broke my toe in Tennessee like
he
a fucking idiot.
Yeah. He broke his toe in Tennessee like a fucking idiot is what I said.
I played some golf.
Nick plays golf, and we learned that both Nick and Nick play golf.
Both Nicks play
golf.
Like
to golf, we should probably golf. Sometime.
I would love to golf.
We learned that we're about to go drive some balls out back.
We are going
to
hit a couple fucking balls.
Whack some fucking dented balls.
We learned that Nick is a pitching maven.
You wouldn't know today.
Yeah.
Shoulders.
That's fair, dude. You know?
It's all that,
I used it up.
It's all that mavenly pitching.
Yeah,
that's what it was. All right, and
it's been good. I thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show.
I'm glad you guys came
out.
Also,
thank you for listening to the show.
I love it. It's actually in my top three.
So
you guys, Rogan and Theo Von, and then I dabble a little bit in like Joey Diaz and shit like that. But
hey, fucking
you guys, sure. I look forward to Mondays when these are usually uploaded.
That's awesome.
You know,
I appreciate that.
Starts off my week well.
We're in good company then.
Yes.
Joey Diaz, Joe Rogan, Theo Von, what up? Holler at us.
Yeah, holler.
Dude,
you guys don't hear this.
Yeah.
Hey, we love you guys, gang gang.
Yeah, gang gang.
You
Joey
fucking cocksucker.
You cocksucker, Joe Rogan. Let me tell you something, you cocksucker.
Fucking balls are beautiful.
Yeah, fucking. No, not a one. I can't think of a good. I was trying to say not one single hair on my ball sack because he says they're smooth and shiny.
Yeah. Whitney Cummings.
And on that note, Nick, thank you so much for joining
it's been good,
us,
boys.
Folks, thank you so much for listening. I am Nick.
I am Brad.
And I am Nick.
And we hope you have a great week.